Loni, Taloha ni, Talofa lava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mau, Mai te ama, E momo lava pikia, Pea te tato tamana I talangi, Mo tana tauhinga, Mana haka manu yanga, Mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola, Ma te malohi, Kumaua ki tato, Mo ka tino in tato, Tamo haina benei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, te ama.
Alofa Lava, Malo Soifua, and welcome to all our beautiful listeners. I trust that you all had an enjoyable long weekend. Although it has rained, but keep smiling, be happy and stay healthy. God is good, and New Zealand is a very beautiful country. O te whātalo whātu, I le mamalu male pa ia, o le tātou atu nuu, e vi ia pia lava lea tua, o na olo na alofa wha maoni, mo I tātou umalava. O le melea, o le amatai na e la tātou poklame I le tatalo, e pe I ona masani ai. Taloha ni, and welcome to all our beautiful listeners again. And before we continue on, we will start our program, as we normally do, with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your goodness and generosity. We trust you for faithful preserving us through good times and bad. We serve you with all that we have. We glorify you in our plans and activities. We speak of you to others in response to your great love for us. We live for you in every thought, word, and deed by the power of your Spirit. You are the God of endurance and encouragement. Help us to live in harmony with each other, that together we may with one voice glorify Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Revelation 21. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Having the glory of the Lord around her, her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
John saw a city that could not be hid.
John saw the city.
Oh yes, he did. John caught a glimpse of the golden throne.
Tell me all.
There's
got to be more.
What will it be? I want to go to that city he saw, New Jerusalem.
To run.
Alohani, malo lava le soi fua. This is Falifanga Malo Mele Mele Puka, your host for today. Welcome to you all, and it's that time again for our like minds talanoa. So hold on, and hopefully that you have a warm drink with you right now, and maybe a blanket or hot water bottle. Actually, looking out the window, it's just a little bit of, I can see out with the tree just swaying a little bit. Otherwise, it's pretty warm. Talo falava, malo le soe fua ma le langi mama. Yo le teimi fuende yo le tatu talanuanga. E winga I le like minds. This radio show is all about the like minds, like mind message, which is to reduce the stigma and discrimination attached to mental unwellness. Like minds, like mind is a public education program aimed at reducing the stigma and discrimination faced by people with experience of mental illness. The program is funded by the Ministry of Health and the Health Promotion Agency and is guided by the Like Minds National Plan. Around the world, stigma and discrimination is one of the major barriers to a person's recovery. But changing attitudes and behavior in society is complex, so the Like Minds program works on a variety of levels to try to achieve this. A bit of history. In 1996, an inquiry into mental health services by Judge Keane Mason recommended the New Zealand government fund a public education campaign to reduce discrimination associated with mental illness. This was deemed essential to improve the status and well-being of people with experience of mental illness. Now known as the Mason Inquiry into Mental Health Services, New Zealand, 1996, the report stated, "We support a public awareness campaign. It is a must. It is fundamentally wrong that a vulnerable group in our society should be continually subjected to the comments and actions of those who possess an outcast mentality. We are optimistic enough to believe that a well-informed New Zealand public will then realize that people with a mental illness are people whom we should nurture and value." The name Like Minds, Like Mind plays on the phrase that we are all of like mind. This means different things to different people. Some ways of understanding it include: mental illness can happen to anyone. Look at similarities rather than differences. We are all similar. I would like to share more information about Like Minds, Like Mind. Like Minds, Like Mind is a public education campaign aimed at reducing stigma and discrimination attached to mental unwellness. Unfortunately, it is these negative attitudes and behaviors that can be one of the biggest barriers, if not the biggest barrier, to recovery. Stigma and discrimination is very damaging. It stops people with experience of mental unwellness from feeling part of their community, maintaining wellness, seeking treatment, and from having the support and love of their family and friends. It affects their access to employment, housing, family life, and the value placed in society. The fear of stigma and discrimination may also discourage families from seeking the support and encouragement they need to support their loved ones and each other. You may have seen our ads on TV or come across some information on the Like Minds, Like Mind campaign. Our aim is to spread the Like Minds, Like Mind message, which is to reduce the stigma and discrimination associated with mental unwellness. The blueprints for mental health services in New Zealand is as follows. One of the biggest barriers to recovery is discrimination. That's why stopping discrimination and championing respect, rights and equality for people with mental illness is just as important as providing the best treatments and therapies. We need to focus on championing respect, focusing on our rights and equality. We need to recognize that mental illness is part of our community And with the right support and understanding, we will recognize the value and importance of mental health and wellness and the positive outcome we can gain from this awareness. Like Mine have three slogans that have captured the public's attention. Number one, know me before you judge me. Number two, what you do makes the difference. Number three, be there and stay involved. Be there and stay involved. Welcome back. This is Falefala Malomele Melipuka, your host for today. Like Mine's Like Mine, continuing. If someone you know has experience of mental illness, these are some of the things you can do to support them. Carry on as normal. Just be the family member, friend, or colleague you've always been and stay in touch. Offer practical support, help, and understanding. Educate yourself about mental health and well-being. Find support groups so you can help your loved ones to achieve wellness. Encourage open and honest communication within your family that always involves the family member with experience of mental illness. Use positive and encouraging language when talking about mental illness. Value and respect the person's decision about his or her mental well-being. Talk about the future. Make plans to do things together. And speak up if your family member, friend, or anyone you see is being treated unfairly. Provide hope, believing that your loved ones will make a full recovery and making them know that's how you feel. Overcome your own fears and stereotypes and seeing the person for who they are. Remembering that the mental illness experienced by your family member is only a part of who they are. And last but not least, remember to make time for yourself, because supporting someone experiencing any sort of illness can be very hard. Our message is to help promote and raise mental health awareness in a constructive, positive, and educational way. With the right knowledge and understanding, we can all contribute more to ourselves, families, and friends, and to our communities. without being stigmatized or discriminated because of mental health difficulties. If anyone out there would like some more information or would like us to come and share with your community groups, churches, schools, sports groups, or organizations, please contact us at Teama 027-278-2929. 027-278-2929.
Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Colossians 1:20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross.
Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
Te ama. This is Vale Fungamalo Mele Mele Puka, your host for today. Welcome again to you all. This radio show is all about the like-mind message, which is to reduce the stigma and discrimination attached to mental unwellness. What is mental health stigma? A stigma can be like a mark, a stain, or a blemish. People with mental illness may face stigma. They may be treated differently, as if they are somehow less than other people. Stigma is a mark of disgrace that sets a person apart from others. When a person is labeled by their illness, they are no longer seen as an individual, but as part of a stereotyped group. Negative attitudes and beliefs towards this group create prejudices, which leads to negative actions and discrimination. So, stigma is bad. It's really quite bad. So we need to find ways where we can look at other people who may be having struggling with mental illness and not knowing what's going through their heads. And the thing that we can do, which it doesn't cost anything, is to give them a smile, is to show them love and include them. They need to be accepted. They need to be included. What is an example of a stigma? The definition of a stigma is something that takes away from one's character or reputation. An example of a stigma is an actor not getting work because of past drinking problems. So, judging others, the slogan that we have, "Know me before you judge me." We're too quick to look at a person for their outlook appearance instead of understanding what is actually going on within that person. It's just like you and me, and so therefore we need to look with love. Continue, look with love. It doesn't cost anything to smile, and respect does not cost anything. So a lot of things we can do with no cost. How do you address a stigma in mental health? 7 things you can do to reduce stigma. Know the facts. Educate yourself about mental illness, including substance use disorders. Be aware of your attitudes and behavior. Choose your words carefully. Educate others. Focus on the positive. Support people. Include everyone. Including people is very, very important. People can sense. People can see. People can feel when you give off that attitude of excluding them. They are people, again, reminding ourselves, they're just like you and me. Stigma shows when someone with a mental illness is called dangerous, crazy, or incompetent, rather than unwell. Mental illness is an illness, it's not a disease. Stigma can lead people with mental illness to be discriminated against and miss out on work or housing, bullied, or to become a victim of violence. It can also mean they don't seek treatment when they need it. Discrimination. If someone has treated you unfairly because of a mental illness, that could be discrimination. Disability discrimination. A general guide on how you are protected from discrimination under the Equality Act and what your rights are. What are the different types of discrimination? The Equality Act only protects people who have a disability against these types of discrimination. Direct discrimination, discrimination arising from disability, indirect discrimination, harassment, victimization, duty to make reasonable adjustments. It is possible that you have experienced discrimination in more than one way. Direct discrimination is when you are treated worse than someone else because you have a disability. You have to show that there is a link between your disability and the way you have been treated, which can be difficult. However, you don't always have to provide an example of a particular non-disabled person who was treated better than you if it's clear from all the circumstances that your disability was the reason why you were treated as you were. Like minds. Around the world, stigma and discrimination is one of the major barriers to a person's recovery. But changing attitudes and behavior in society is complex. So the Like Minds program works on a variety of levels to try to achieve this. So discrimination by association. You may be treated worse because of your connection or association with another person with a disability, even if you don't have a disability yourself. This is pretty sad. We can love people, but you end up being discriminated because of your association with another person with a disability. And that's why we need to have more love. More love is actually the key to recovery. It is the best medication that you can give anybody who are going through or struggling because of mental health and wellness. Discrimination by perception. You can also be treated worse because a person or organization believes you do have a disability when you don't. Well, that happens all the time. Examples of direct discrimination. John is not offered a promotion because he has depression. But his colleague Harry, who does not have depression, is offered a promotion, even though he has less experience and fewer qualifications. That's not very right at all. Carrie is interviewed for a job. She has better qualifications and more experience than all the other candidates and performs the best at the interview. One of the interviewers knows of Carrie's diagnosis of bipolar disorder. Carrie is not offered the job, but neither are any of the other candidates. Carrie hasn't clearly been treated worse than any of the other candidates, but she has been treated worse than a non-disabled person would have been treated in the same situation. Jenny is not offered an apprenticeship after she tells the training provider that she has caring responsibilities for her partner who has a mental health problem. This is an example of discrimination by association. A bank incorrectly assumed that David had a long-term mental health problem. They refused him a loan for this reason, even though he has no mental health problem. This is an example of discrimination by perception. Discrimination arising from disability. This is where you are treated badly, not because of your disability, but because of something that happens because of your disability. Unlike direct discrimination, there is no need for you to compare yourself with anyone else. You don't have to show that you were treated badly and this treatment was linked to your disability. You don't need to show that the person who treated you badly was aware that the behavior was due to your disability. But they do need to be aware that you have a disability. Examples of discrimination arising from disability. Peter experiences psychosis and hears voices, which he manages to talking to them. Staff in the shop ask Peter to leave when he is talking to his voices. Peter has been treated unfavorably because of behavior related to his disability. Jan is given a disciplinary warning from her employer for taking sickness-related absence because of her bipolar disorder. Her employer's decision to treat this as a disciplinary matter may be discrimination arising from Jan's disability. Situations when unfavorable treatment might not be discrimination. There are some situations in which it might be lawful for a person or organization to treat you unfavorably. These are if they can show that there were valid intentions behind the action, such as ensuring the health and safety of others or keeping up staff attendance so that their business can run properly, and that it was an appropriate action to take in a circumstance. Legally, this is called a justification, or they did not know you had a disability and could not reasonably have known. For an example in Jen's situation above, her employer might argue that the reason why they disciplined her was because they need to keep up staff attendance. Therefore, their action was justified. Jen might accept that her employer's intentions were valid, but argue that the action they took was much too harsh and not appropriate in the circumstances. Therefore, their actions was not justified. Like mine, it is about caring, loving, and understanding. You belong to. This is the message that we, Like Minds Like Mine, is sending out to our communities, to our families, to our organizations. Before we look at people and start to make some judgments, let's get to know them first. Like as I read out before, the smile. Let me share it again. A smile costs nothing, but gives much it enriches those who receive without making poorer those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or mighty that he can get along without it, and none is so poor but that he can be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters goodwill in business, and is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and it is nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. So yes, I will leave you in with that message of keep smiling and put a smile on the next person's face. And that is the message that we like minds. The next slogan, it says, and what you do makes the difference. It's everything that we do and makes the difference. We can speak and say things like, oh, I do love you. But when you don't put it in action, it's meaningless. It really doesn't mean anything, and therefore we don't make the difference. Making the difference is to show that you love, show that you care, put it in action. Ask, what do you need at a moment of when they are struggling, when they at their lowest? Give them a smile, give them a hand, pull them out of their darkness. And you may be the only savior, the only light, the only medicine that they can get at moments of darkness.
Jesus said, I'll go. If it were not true, I would have told you so. Just a little while to linger here below. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for the gates of pearl.
To change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Amen.